five ways to overcome unwholesome thought. So this one, the Buddha in his teaching actually taught the monks. He said, there are five ways to overcome wrong thought or unwholesome thought. What are wrong thought? What are unwholesome thought? Thought that is with the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, because they are the root of all evil. And this one will condition the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion and make you evil. Like when you go about living your life, when you have craving, desire, covetousness, greediness, then when you become angry, violent, develop jealousy, hatred, all these are with the evil roots of greed and hatred. Then when there is fear, worry, anxiety, there is self-delusion there. That's why the three evil roots, they manifest very fast. So when they arise in you, the Buddha say, you have to arise the right effort to abandon it. So how can you abandon the wrong thought? Like your fear, your worry, your anxiety. How can you do it? What is the first way to abandon wrong thought? Think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. When there is anger, you must develop one. Metta, understand not, loving kindness. When you develop metta, you cannot be angry. Your mind can only do one thing at a time. So when there is cruelty, you develop compassion. When you have compassion, you cannot have cruelty. When you got anger and hatred, you also can develop loving kindness, metta. That's why the Buddha said the first way is thought-based. Think of the direct opposite wholesome thought. When there is craving, lust, he said, think of the direct opposite wholesome thought, which is contentment. That's why all these are in the teaching. But these are thought-based. You cannot live life if you just do this. Every time you got anger, you sit, look for a quiet place, with the metta. Then after that, no wisdom, it doesn't root out, then what happens? You go back to life. You see something or hear something that you don't like, you get angry again. So that is not the way to root it out. You can temporarily overcome it. And that is not the what they call wisdom way to root it out. Then after that, the Buddha said, okay, if this one doesn't work, then he go on to the second way. Then he advised the monk, he said, think of the consequence of holding on to that wrong thought. What is the consequence? If you hold on to the anger, the hatred, the envy, the jealousy, the craving, the desire, the selfishness, the possessiveness, or your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, all these are negative mind state. They are called the three evil roots, root of all evil. They will make you evil. It will bring about your karmic downfall. So you will determine based on this understanding. We are your life. You decide. You want the evil root to be there and make you evil, cause your karmic downfall, then Dhammapada verse 1 take its course. Suffering will follow you like the wheel that follow the hoof of the ox. So understanding this is very important. That's why you will arise the right effort to use the thought, determined to abandon it. Because you see the danger. That's why I said, think of the consequence, the danger of holding on to this thought. So when you understand this, then you come to understand. The moment anger arises, hatred arise. It's an evil root. It make me evil. Then what must you do? Why do you get angry with people? If you can forgive them, what happened? You think you forgive people. When you forgive them means you remove your hatred, understand or not? In actual fact, you free yourself. Why do you want to hold on to all this, which your thought tells you? These are all wrong view, wrong thought, born of wrong understanding. The thought will say, hey, that guy did this to you, you know. You should take revenge. Then you listen to your thought, where you thought the thought is your friend. But in fact, without wisdom, the thought is the most dangerous thing. So all this understanding will surface. Then the Buddha say, these first two is still thought-based, will not be very effective when it comes to learning the wisdom. So he said the third way is to maintain awareness. Yeah. When you just maintain awareness, like in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha say, when anger arises, aware. When sensual desire arises, aware. So the first category of Dhamma Nupassana is mindful of the five mental hindrances of mind. When you aware, means you develop the what they call understanding of it through being aware of it. When you just aware, what happened to the anger? What happened to that fear? What happened to all the negative mind state? Yeah? What happened? With awareness, it got no thought, nothing. What happened? It will cease to be, isn't it? Because you don't feed it with any more wrong thought, wrong energy. Then you realize all this mind state is not intrinsic within your nature. They are dependent, originating mind state, born of wrong thought, wrong view. That's why you stay with it. Maintain the tranquility, the awareness, the stillness. Then the natural state of mind before the stirring return, understand not? It stir and create anger, fear, because from your wrong view, wrong thought, it stir and create that negative emotion. Then when you just aware, you realize it cease. Then you liberate your mind because you come to understand anger was never you. Because you cannot see things as they are. You cannot accept the reality for what it is. The world is the world. Condition like that, things we learn that. You don't understand all this teaching. That's why you have your duality created by your own mundane thinking, your thought, your mano. And this is how living being cultivator get themselves entangled. And they dislike all this. They say, after cultivating so long, I still have anger, I still have selfishness, I still have greed, I still have fear, worry, anxiety. What is all this? This is clarity, delusion. Because in the first place, they were never you. So the third way is the most powerful. Silence your mind and let whatever mind state that arises cease to be. That's why in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha say, if you develop mindfulness of the five mental hindrances, you will come to understand how the unarisen five mental hindrances come to be. Because before you got the mental hindrance of sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind and doubt, there were none, isn't it? So after they arise, that's why you saw. Through your wrong view, wrong thought, wrong understanding, they manifest. That's why they are dependent originating. Then you stay with that craving or sensual desire or the ill will, especially fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lament. You stay with it. Don't give it any more thought energy, wrong thought, wrong view. it ceases. When it ceases, there is tranquility, stillness of mind, your true mind returns. And that was your original mind, true mind, your original state before the stirring. So stay with this mind, then you are free of all the duality and suffering. So you see it, then you understand. Then you will come to understand how all these mental hindrance that have arisen, if you continue to maintain awareness, how they cease to be. You understand? Yeah? That's why in the sutta it's mentioned very clearly. Initially, you come to develop the understanding of how the unarisen one arise. Then after they arise, you maintain awareness, then they cease. Through what? Through not doing anything. Understand? Through developing the understanding that the true mind is without duality, without the mundane thinking, the creation. That's why you're free. But this way, you didn't develop very much wisdom. You only know how to free that mind when it comes into contact. Everything, every time maintain mindfulness, awareness. Yeah. Like what Hui Ning did. Polish until it shines so that no dust can arise. Why must you do that? That's why the Buddha teach the fourth way. What is the fourth way? Trace the origination factor. How did this mental hindrance come to be? Then through that understanding, retrospectively reverse it. And there is wisdom. And in the teaching, what is it that you learn? The Buddhas always teach. Condition like that, things will be like that. Whatever arise, there are causes and conditions behind. Then he also say, learn to see things as they are. That's why that wisdom is very profound. If I develop the direct seeing to see things as they are, then there is no duality. No right, no wrong, no good, no bad, no defilement, all those things, which sense you fail to penetrate. There's a Hui Nong, when he was at the pure awareness nature, he understand all this. That's why he see by observation with the silent mind, then he understand how the mental hindrance that has not arisen come to be. Then by being silent and aware, he know how it ceases. Then he trace the origination factor. Means it always start with one of your senses. Either you see something, then you stir your mind, you get angry. Or you hear something, somebody tell you, then you get angry or fearful, emotional. Or you recall a phobia, a very negative thought, memories. Then fear arise, worry, anxiety arise. Then you project your thought again, all this arise. So you have to trace this origination factor. What is the cause of all this? Due to your sakayaditi, self-delusion. And when you have this self-delusion, you always arise a wrong thought because you have duality, your belief system, your conditioning. And all this continuously develop the habitual tendency to react, stir, and create more and more problem and emotion. What if you can see things as they are, like the Buddha said, the world is the world. Condition like that, things will learn that. Then I can be at peace with all situations. Do you understand? Then if I see somebody, then I react and get angry because the memory recall that this guy last night cheated you, did all this nonsense to you. It's all because of that memory, understand or not? But you can accept him for what he is, means see things as they are. He is the way he is, understand or not? I don't like get angry with him anymore. Because deluded people do deluded things, understand or not? Selfish people do selfish things. And angry people do angry things. So they are the way they are. It doesn't mean that you accept everything and whatever they do, you don't care. No. The acceptance is through your wisdom. They are just the way they are. When they manifest all this, there is coming behind and they will get themselves entangled. And nothing to do with you. Why must you react to what they do? And then you realize, hey, if I can see things as they are and accept them for what they are and accept the world for what they are, condition like that, things like that, then I realize every moment also I'm at peace. I does not need to stir my mind. That's why with this understanding, you can develop the understanding which is wisdom to be at peace. Means you straighten your view. You do not react and stir to your wrong view. Now you understand. And that is how you free. That's why the fourth way is the wisdom way. When wisdom arises, in the Satipatthana Sutta, the Buddha mentioned, he said, after you have understood how the unarisen mental hindrance come to be, then how when you maintain mindfulness, you come to understand how the arisen mental hindrance cease to be. Then when you trace the origination factor and retrospectively reverse it, then you realize with that wisdom, this mental hindrance will not arise again in the future. You understand? It's all written in the Satipatthana Sutta. Why don't you all read it up and understand it? But the trouble with the Theravada teaching and all is very few people, hardly anybody can understand this. Because to see things as they are is very difficult. Understand? No? Ask you not to get angry, not to be fearful, not to react, not to do anything. People say, you must be the most stupid guy in the world. Understand? No? People did all this nonsense to you and you can still accept them for what they are. Especially spouse. When their husband want to divorce them already, do all those things already. The first thing they ask me is, when I teach them the three ways, I say, ask for forgiveness first. He said, Brother Theo, you must be out of your mind. You ask me to ask for forgiveness from that. He used the word B-A-S something. No more darling, no more husband. That is the reaction, the tendency immediately come out. But when you understand, I never say you don't act. You accept them for what they are. You accept the world for what it is. Then you act. Doesn't mean you don't act. You act to resolve your problem. That is the Dhamma way. How do you act? You act with wisdom. No more from memory. Wisdom following the Dhamma way. Following the understanding that the Dhamma has taught you. That's why this wisdom way is the way out of suffering. And what is this way? Fourth noble truth. What is this way? Noble Eightfold Path. Apply Noble Eightfold Path. No negativity one. All right view leading to right thought, right spirit. Then resolve everything amicably. Can be done. I have done it many times. Even Elsie's daughter, so just now on the way down to lunch, I asked her, because Elsie was with her, I said, girl, can you follow? Can you understand? She smiled. He said, yeah, I can. Oh, I said, very good. How come you can follow? Because I thought she quite new. You know what she told me or not? He said, Brother Teo, when I have some life problem and issue recently, he said, I listened to your video. Then I understood what you mean. And from there, the understanding freed my mind. He said, that's why I want to attend the retreat. And this is how people who listen attentively can develop the understanding. What I explained to you just now, is it very difficult to do? No! But you cannot do it because that old habit, the old reaction, they call that habitual tendency, very difficult to root out. That's why the Buddha say the second turning, you must contemplate, reflect until very, very clear. Then only that wisdom arises. Then you tell yourself, I do not want to be so deluded and foolish again. Why every time also react? It's like you are so predictable. No? Predictable means what? They know how to make you angry. Press this button, you get angry already. Say something like that, fearful already. Then, give you a bad news, worry, anxiety, sorrow, everything arises already. How come you can become like that? Because that is heedlessness, sakayadity, self-delusion, ignorance. So the Dhamma way is the wisdom way to transform you, straighten your view, and change you completely. Okay?